At Lifter LMS, our vision is to lift up others through education.
Hey there, you industrial professional. Thank you very much for pressing play. His name is Chris Badgett, and he is the CEO at Lifter LMS, the only WordPress plugin for building your own online learning management system. In this Industrial Talk episode, we discuss leveraging technology to build your own in-house industrial training system foundational to supporting leadership, finance, operations, sales and marketing, and technology, what I call the pillars of industrial success. But before we get into that interview, I want to tell you a little bit about my friends at Infor EAM. Hey, Industry 4.0 is significantly transforming the way industry conducts business and collects data to make strategic and tactical decisions that positively impact the health of your business. At the core of Industry 4.0 is the technology that allows you to effectively and proactively collect and display the results of meaningful data impacting your organization. Gone are the days of just waiting for operational information and reactively responding. The question is, are you preparing your organization for Industry 4.0? Now, before you get all tied up in knots, fear not. This is where my friends at Infor EAM shine. The wonderful people at Infor EAM completely understand the need for industry to have a technical solution that is both robust and flexible to accommodate your operational needs for the future. Without a doubt, they are the leader in cloud, AI, mobility, drone technology, and IoT solutions to transform, to digitally transform your business for Industry 4.0. Their EAM platform is so robust and flexible that it can connect to your preferred legacy systems, making your overall technology portfolio more effective. In short, we are talking about real bottom line value to you and your organization. Hey, if you like what I'm saying and you want to be prepared for the future, then go to infor.com. That is infor.com. Find out more about the Infor EAM platform and the long-term positive benefits this system provides your organization. Let's be proactive with our operational data and stop being reactive. Find out more about Infor EAM's suite of solutions.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Scott McKenzie, and you know this platform. This Industrial Talk platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals. We're trying to do everything we can to equip you in your professional journey, and thank you very much. Great interview. We do have a great interview. Gentleman's name is Chris Badgett. He is the CEO of Lifter LMS, but you already knew that because you listened to the beginning. Let's get going with the interview. Okay. You hear me talk and talk and talk and jammer on about the pillars of success. And we always have one, okay, it's leadership, right? Got to be great leaders. Two, you got to have your financial house in order. You got to have those strategies. Three, if your operation is sick, you're going to be sick. So operations. Four, I don't care how wonderful your widget is. If you can't sell it, if you can't market it, if you can't brand it, nobody's going to buy it. And then finally, technology. Especially in Industry 4.0, my gosh, things are changing rapidly. All revolves around technology. But you know what's at the base of that? You know what's the foundation to all four pillars, what they sit on? That's right, education. And we're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Chris Badgett, and the truth out. I am a customer of Lifter LMS, and I am a big fan of Lifter LMS because I can, with my website, industrialtalk.com, I have the Industrial Academy out there, and that is specific to about training industrial-specific, you know, classes. And if it wasn't for Lifter LMS and the simplicity of Lifter LMS and the ability to be able to plug it into my WordPress website, it would be different. But because Chris and Lifter, they're passionate about the education, and they're making, and in the interview, he talks about friction. And I love that term. If you picture friction, it's a resistance. He likes removing the educational friction, which is just spectacular from my perspective, and he has. And I am, like I said, I'm a big fan of Lifter LMS because it is simple, but man, is it powerful. I don't even use a fraction of what that system can do. And you know what? You as an industrial professional, you as an industrial company need to have on your website an LMS, a learning management system, so that your employees, your customers, your future customers have all the ability to access information that is specific to your business, and it can be done. If I can do it, this bald guy with a beard, you can do it, because it's going to fall on deaf ears. And I'm telling you right now, Chris Badgett and the team at Lifter LMS, they'll set you straight. So I am done talking. I am done singing the praises. You know what I'm about when it comes to education. And I'm telling you right now, you don't have education in place. If you don't have a commitment to education in your business, then the five pillars are going to struggle, bar none. And then your competition, who is committed to education, will surpass you. So anyway, on with the interview. That is, we're going to be talking to Chris Badgett. And he, once again, is the CEO at Lifter, LIFTERLMS. Enjoy. All right, Chris Badgett. I got the last name right, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. I want you listeners to know, you know we're all about education here at Industrial Talk, and I'll continue to hammer that until my dying days or when my hair starts growing back, and you know it won't happen. So anyway, we're going to continue to hammer on it, and education is really the foundation for your success. Chris, give us a little background on who you are, what you're all about. I've looked at your stat card out there on LinkedIn. Give the background on who you are for our listeners out there.
Well, if you take it way back, I just want to share that my grandfather was in the paper industry, and I have an old connection to industry. He was an operator and you know, ran a big company in that industry. So that's just something near and dear to me.
Very cool. All
right. My background is it's very varied. I didn't start out in technology. I just kind of did my own thing after college, went to Alaska, ran sled dogs, managed a company out there, got into building websites as a hobby, fell in love with it, and then ended up specializing in people who were doing training on the internet as clients. And then ultimately I built a software for that type of person called Lifter LMS. So it was kind of a windy road, but that's how I got here.
Well, you are the first person that ever put in a sentence that I've ever talked to about sled dogs.
Okay.
You're in a pair of hot socks for that. Definitely. Gosh, that is fantastic. Now, listeners out there, we're going to be going down this road of why education is important. You know why education is important. I don't think that I have to really expand upon it, but technology is available for us to be able to communicate and do a better job at educating. And I think going forward, solutions like Lifter LMS, and everybody out there just know that I am a client of Lifter LMS and I love the product. So I'm pretty much a homer for that particular platform. But it's important for you to understand that. So, Chris, I want to start with sort of the background. I know that from industry point of view, we tend to be slow in adopting. Let's level set and say where was it in the past and where are we trying to go with the platform?
So online education is not new. However, it's not, there's a saying, the future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. Online education has been happening for a long time, especially in kind of like technical digital niches, you know, learning how to computer program and stuff. Has always been something that, for the most part, it changes so fast that it was easier for people to just create training programs and learn online than go to traditional programs that couldn't keep up with the rate of change and then the increasing specialization that was happening in these various industries. So it was hard to create general programs at the college level. So this has been a problem that education entrepreneurs have been solving for a while. It's just not in every niche yet. And, you know, what I see bigger industries doing is, you know, the education is fundamental to industrial leadership, marketing, engineering, ops, admin. All that stuff needs to be trained. And sometimes, whether it's a compliance issue or whether it's to get the job issue or continuing education, or as you move up in your career and become a manager and so on, a lot of people aren't in industry, are not protecting that intellectual property. They'll lose a good person, a good trainer, and then all that IP just walks right out the door. So the thing is it's not just the CEO or the management or the leadership that has to make the courses. You already have all these talented people in your team. What happens is typically in a job situation, people are like, oh, you're hired, now go shadow Bill. But what happens when Bill quits? You lose all that. So there's just this big opportunity for internal training, and also to train your market. If you're innovating and introducing new products in the market, yeah, you might have like a 30-second commercial on TV, or a really complicated, dense, like white manual that people can barely wrap their head around. Or you can create like an interactive, easy to use, how to use this product and why it's important content that can work both for sales, but also training new customers and how to use your product. So there's just so many different ways to use education in industry.
You touched on a really good point there, Chris. One, this is what typically happens. Now, if I am a medical doctor, I have to continuously educate myself because my profession changes. They find new things and do new things and all of that. And so I am obligated as a doctor to constantly educate myself. So, you know, why not apply that same level of discipline? So, you know, I graduated with an MBA, and on day one after I graduated, that was it. I didn't learn anymore. And it was just sad, but true. And what I have found through this journey of Industrial Talk is that there's no reason to not learn. There's no it's out there. Somebody is training on it. Buddy, and your platform and what you're talking about is so needed within industry.
Well, at the industrial level, we talk a lot about culture and the need for culture. And if you have a culture of learning, that's a competitive advantage. You know, yes. if an industry, like, I'm just going to use a obvious example, like Blockbuster Video. If you have a culture of learning and like, how is the market changing? How are people consuming videos changing? How is the internet changing? How do we leverage that? If we have a learning culture, Blockbuster may still be here. But it's sort of like innovate or die is kind of the thing. And in order to innovate, we need to learn.
So listeners out there, you have to have and start today, not tomorrow, today, to begin thinking about and implementing a culture of learning, because I guarantee you. So when we start to break down what I believe are sort of broad categories of success within industry, you've got your leadership, of course. You've got your finance. You have your operations. You have your business development, sales development, all of that good stuff, as well as technology. But at the bottom of that foundation, all of those are fine categories. But if you're not training, you've got static silos, and you're not going to have a legacy of success in the future from an industrial point of view if you're not committed to education. So when I started to use Lifter, okay, listeners, this is sort of, I'm opening up, this is a full kimono a conversation here where I didn't know what technology was going to do. I came in contact with Lifter, and I realized how powerful a WordPress plugin can be. I don't know. I mean, you probably, Chris, come across that quite frequently. I mean, it's like, but for me, it was like, really? You just did that, and now I have this, and all I have to do is, well, of course, you got to put the content in, but
right.
That is powerful.
Well, what are we really doing in industry when we innovate and create technology? The goal of most technology is to remove some kind of friction. And that's what we're trying to do at Lifter LMS is, like you said, all this in a WordPress plugin on a website that I own and control, that's the innovation. But what I'm really doing there, our part of our company culture, besides a culture of learning, is friction reduction. Like, what else can we do to remove friction to make learning happen, and to empower the leaders who are leading the education or the training to just have technology not be a burden, but, you know, just be a tool they use to get the job done.
I love that. Removing friction. Okay, listeners, removing friction. You've got your culture of learning. We're removing the friction, and you do, which is just spectacular. I've experienced the friction, and I'll tell you right now, I don't like it, and I will not embrace a technology if it's too much friction. I just won't. But yours was very, that's a great, I don't know, just a way of putting it. Now, where are we going so this is the problem I see within industry. I dig ditches, and I dig ditches real well, and we got to go out there and dig those ditches, and we're going to just do whatever. The challenge is always having that time for education and doing it. And of course, that gray tsunami that just sort of leaves the company, and that knowledge is gone. And where do you see education going, you being at the forefront? Where do you see it going?
Well, first of all, I just want to relate. Like, I have dug ditches. I've worked on power line crews before. Like, I know what it's like to, to have a job where safety is really important. And I've seen things when things go wrong, and education is important. The other place it's going is, you know, the automation that's happening, the role of the worker, whether that's, you know, what's about to happen to the truck driving industry because of autonomous vehicles and the automation of that. The role of the worker is changing and evolving, and it's happening fast, and it's only going to accelerate. And what's going to happen is that, you know, we need to retool. It doesn't mean, yes, like some jobs might go away, but new ones are going to be created, and the skills to be successful in society are changing. So what cannot be automated? Well, learning how to, you know, create the machines or implement the machines, or there's tons of more creative ways of thinking that there's a huge training opportunity. Like, if you care about your industry, whether that's, electric, mechanical, transportation, whatever it is, you should care about the people. And how are we going to help move these people through into a future where we leverage the technology and the new automation and the new benefits while also taking care of the people who have put in the blood, sweat, and tears for our industry? So those are the education entrepreneurs who are going to jump on that. But, you know, these are people that have vision for the future and be like, what are we going to do with all those truck drivers? How are we going to help them retool? You know, I'm from North Carolina originally. If you go back in time, what happened? A lot of the tobacco farmers transitioned to things like, where all these tobacco fields are now like making wine, and they're going into doing these other things. And you could see this transition happening, but we need visionaries to guide the working force through the transition, because change and the rate of change is only accelerating.
That is absolutely a great segue into the next segment that we're going to be talking about, 3 to 5 points. You listeners out there, there's going to be 3 to 5 points. I want to make sure that we wrap up this segment. You got to remember, one, you got to develop that culture of learning. It's a non-negotiable. It has to happen. We've got to be able to have the ability to remove the friction to make it easy to truly learn, because the future demands that we learn. We're not going to just sit there and say, okay, truck drivers are going to be doing the truck. There might be a smaller segment doing that. But the reality is that things are changing. And that if you listen to last week's podcast, Industry 4.0, that's what this is all about. Training your future workforce so that you continue to grow. So, Chris, hang tight. We got to take a break. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line, and that you could be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon, and be safe out there. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know who we're talking to? That's right, Chris Badgen. We're talking industrial education and leveraging technology to improve that, the ability to be able to change that culture, make it a learning culture, and bring about substantial long-term success for you as an industrial company. Now, for this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the 3 to 5 points that you as an industrial professional company need to know, specifically when it comes to training and leveraging technology to benefit you. Because it's all about you, you industrial juggernaut out there. All right. Now that we laid that foundation, Chris, let's talk a little bit about those 3 to 5. It could be 5. It could be 6. Those are just general guidelines. So whatever you want to share with us, we're good to go. But we're going to sit there and nail them. So let's get going. What are those points?
Well, I'm just going to go through your industry's buyer's journey. So if we look at the beginning of that journey, the thing now in marketing is education-based marketing.
Yep.
So sometimes if whatever you're creating, maybe someone needs to learn how to use it, like whether those are some kind of tool, some kind of like vehicle, some kind of utility, some kind of construction product, whatever it is. You can make an instruction manual, you can make a YouTube video, but sometimes what people want is something a little more in-depth, curated, and like really process-driven, and maybe they're not going to finish it all in one swipe. I don't know about you, but when I built a treehouse for my kids, it took me more than a day. Like, I needed to come back and like pick up where I left off, so you need progress tracking. So, and the crazy thing is you can use that same piece of that same training course both as a marketing asset and also as an onboarding asset. So when people do buy your product, they need to contact your technical support or call in less, because you've created an asset that's infinitely scalable.
See, what's interesting is I live that. The last thing I really want to do is contact the company but it's out there. There's something out there that I can get and pull down that information. And to be able to say, oh, I've got my answer. It's all good. And by virtue of me doing that, as opposed to somebody spoon feeding me, I'm learning. I'm learning how to survive and deal with that. So what, just so that's because I'm a process guy, how do I claim, is that number one? And what's the topic of number one?
Number one is education-based marketing through courses.
I like that. So education-based marketing through courses. Okay. Give me number two.
Number two is expansion revenue. A lot of times an industrial company is sitting on an asset that could generate more money by creating a premium paid for educational product. Now that could be designed for like the B2B buyer of their product to like a certification program. So like you can create a, like if your product, you know, the end user needs to hire somebody else to install it or set it up, you can create a training program where you create a certified partner program that people pay for. They come and they learn how to work with your stuff and use your stuff, install it successfully. There's actually quite a bit of expansion revenue potential, and it can create a little more virality of growth for your product. So expansion revenue by adding paid products to your product stack, paid educational products.
See that, and that's that. I mean, there are probably companies out there that do that today, but out of the world, I guarantee you that is a great opportunity. So number one, education-based marketing. And then number two, the expansion revenue sort of business model. So if you're sitting on knowledge and you're just sort of sitting there, you have the ability to be able to translate that into a program, a certification, whatever it might be. And, yeah. And be able to do that educationally. I like that. Oh, yeah. Man. You had me at hello. That's why I'm a user. All right. Give me number three.
Number three, we talked about a little bit already, but it's just systemization and procedure creation through internal training. So a lot of people in companies, they don't put an intentional approach to creating a training asset that new hires can move through or people can go through as they're increasing their skill sets within a company or learning the process that the company does. Like I've seen, for example, we have pizza companies that create training courses in Lifter, and they have these iPad stations at the workplace that train people on the process to basically move the pizza through the assembly line. So that kind of internal training and knowledge capture is it's very powerful, and it's one of those things that you have to slow down to move fast later. Because it's easy to just throw a body on the problem, like go shadow and follow Bill. But if you actually take a step back and build the training asset, which does require a little bit of investment of time, it's going to pay a lot of dividends down the road.
We have a hard time being patient. So I look at this one. I get what you're saying. Number three would be a bit of a challenge because for many, it would be a static step. But it's not a static step. It's a dynamic step because things change. Technology changes. And internally, they have to have the ability to be able to say, oh, hey, you know that number three, we got to be able to get out there. We just had something happen with our discronificator, and it's a new one. And so we got to bring it in here, and we got to do that training. And I've seen it way too often where that training becomes stagnant. And it's like, you know, 1996 tech, and it's still out there. So you listeners out there, great way of really ensuring that culture, that educational culture, but you've got to also be committed to updating it and keeping it relevant, because once it's not relevant, people just sort of go, I'm going to walk away, and you don't want that. Is that right?
That's right. And you got to put leadership in place. Like, so if you value things like human resources or finance, it's good to have a executive or director of education that really owns that part of the business.
Good. Because it will, there are many examples of not just from an educational point of view, tools that are used in the field, and the person who was really skilled at using that tool decides that they want to get a better job, and that tool just sits in the cube.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it is. And it's like, okay, that's it. We got to do a better job at bridging those changes. Okay. Number four.
Number four is what I call results-based learning. And this is the counterintuitive thing. This is just to help you build better courses inside your industry. So there's a lot of training courses that go stale. They're boring. People don't want to be there. They are, it feels like a burden, and people are just mailing it in. And so what happens is there's something called intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic means people have to take it and they're just going because they have to take it. Intrinsic means that there's motivation coming from inside the individual. It's a lot easier for an intrinsically motivated person to move through a training program. And the way you develop that and not have stale programs is, it's a little bit counterintuitive, but inside of any industry, if you go back to an experience when you were in that industry and you were learning something and you really enjoyed it, the learning process, and it wasn't like a burden, there's a bunch of variables that were there. Number one is the mentor, the leader, whoever it was pretty excited about it. You were developing like a skill and a competency that was valued in your organization, perhaps tied to an increase in salary if you were able to successfully level up. So you kind of gamify it a little bit. mm-hmm. and also give people that satisfaction. People aren't just all about money. They're also all about competence, working with other people, and then personal autonomy or control over their lives. So you can incorporate these factors into your training program, and you can take something that's stale and fluffy and out of date and turn it into something that people are beating down the doors to get in for.
Because I think you got a great point there. I guarantee you there's a lot of legacy education that exists out there and a lot of opportunities to take that. Not to say that the information out there is not good. It might need to be repackaged in such a way that satisfies today's learning objectives. So that's not just the fact that you're taking a greenfield opportunity and creating a training program in-house or whatever it might be. There's also brownfield opportunities of legacy type of education that can be spruced up and sort of repurposed. I like that too. All right, we have time for one more point. Dazzle me.
The big last point that I just want to put out there is a training program can blend with, like an online training program can blend with in-person training. So don't be scared of it's called blended learning. So, and also you may bring in some best in the world because we have the internet and like somebody can jump on a Zoom or webinar or GoToMeeting thing. WebEx, whatever it is, you can blend in, you can bring the best in world talent into your organization to accompany your regular in-person training. And in terms of leveling up your organization, blending in and also pulling in resources, you can do online blended with in-person training all inside your company, but there's also a huge opportunity to bring in outside consultants for a lot less money because there's no plane, there's no hotel, it's just telecommuting, it's laser focused. It still might be expensive depending upon their availability and skill level or demand or whatever, but you can now pull training resources from all over the world. And I have one bonus one after that if I can.
Before I forget, I like the blended. Somebody was telling me about the bringing in external resources in for training. Now, I did that one time when I was running another company, and I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of money sending my team to this gentleman, and it was great stuff. Don't get me wrong. It was fun, fantastic stuff. But then when they all came back, what do you think happened?
They didn't implement or
nothing. It was just awful. And I blame myself because that's where I needed to say, okay, here we go. What did you learn? Okay. You did this. Okay. Let's start implementing. The other thing that it didn't have, I could never go back to a video and say, what? I don't remember that. Watch a video and have that reinforcement. So there is a lot of great opportunities to really implant some education. Anyway, I like that too. Blended learning note. Bonus! Bring
the
it.
Bonus, the bonus one is one of my biggest ideas, which is as
except change, for being on the Industrial Talk podcast, that was a big one.
As change is happening in society and everything and all these markets and industries are being disrupted, I've always been fascinated by the problem where I hear workers say, I can't find a job. And you hear the employer say, I can't find good qualified people to do the job. Now, I have a solution for that. What needs to happen is if the company or the industry takes on the responsibility, or not all of it, but more of the responsibility, as opposed to just looking to universities, trade schools, and they actually, because what happens is companies and industries become more innovative and their rate of change increases, it becomes harder and harder for these third-party training systems to keep up. And to even, so there's this big gap of like, people can't get a job because they're not qualified. You can't find good people because they don't have enough of the right mix. So if an industry leader takes on the responsibility of, you know what, if I want this kind of technician, and they need to have this training and this training and this things that, that kind of seem seemingly unrelated in like, say, a traditional university or trade school. But you know what? That combination is really important inside of our company. So instead of like complaining about not being able to find good people, or you know, the young people coming up not being able to find jobs, let's work on that problem directly through education, through industrial leadership.
See, that is brilliant. You're absolutely right. And I see it every day. And I've worked with some companies who get that point. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm complaining because I can't find resources or people who are trained, because we're moving the ball so quickly over here. I need a special skill set. But then the normal feeder system doesn't do a good job at equipping them with the new stuff.
Right.
That, I'm telling you, that is a great point. Okay, you listeners out there, we've got a lot of points. And it's going to be out on industrialtalk.com. I'm not going to sit there and regurgitate. The last one is a big one. So when you think that you're, don't sit there and complain and moan and groan because you can't find the right resources. You control that destiny, because platforms like Lifter LMS exist. You just got to put in the time, energy, and effort. It's all doable, and do it today. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Now, we're going to have to wrap this up. Chris, you've got a lot of platforms out there for people to get in contact with you, correct?
That's true.
Okay, you've got Twitter, both you personal company, Lifter LMS. You've got, are you pretty active on your LinkedIn?
A little bit. I'm not super active, but I do check in if anybody wants to send a message or anything.
What are you the most active on?
I'm really the most active on Twitter.
There you go. Okay, so he's dropped some great, I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is real important for you industrial companies and as well as industrial professionals. You got to look into this. So if you need to get a hold of Chris at Lifter LMS, get out to Twitter, and I'll have this on industrialtalk.com, all of the contact information. So it's all there for you to get in contact. I'm telling you, we could continue to talk about this. I'm just telling you that this is super important for everybody. You're a man. You're awesome.
Well, I appreciate it, Scott. And I'm just super excited to be in front of the industrial leaders out there, because they have so much power to change the world and empower people and create jobs and create great products. And education is just an important piece of that. And doing it in a modern way at scale, it's never been easier. And, you know, the tooling to get the job done, well, you know, at a reasonable price, it's just never been better. I mean, everybody's got a video camera on their phone. You know, anybody can make a website, and it doesn't have to break the bank to build the actual training platform asset.
See, that is so brilliant. And I'm living proof of that, Chris. I am an example of what you just said. Now, if you're saying to yourself, oh, Scott, I'm too old. Oh, you're not as old as I am, I'm telling you right now. And if I can do it, if I can modify my website, if I can take his plug-in and plug it in and begin to create a learning platform, you can do it too. It's all out there. The information is out there. You just got to say, I got to do it, and get off your tuchus and do it, because it's important. I mean, you've removed all the friction.
Yeah, and I just want to say, on our website, we have a try Lifter LMS for $1. It gives you a temporary website for 30 days that you can play around with, so you can see what it's like, and you can get inside of it. You can build courses and stuff, so try it on.
See, I'm going to have that link, because I did see it out there, and I was a bit jealous, but it doesn't matter. I live in the world of jealous. No, I don't. And I mean, that is a fantastic deal. So go out there. I'm going to have that there, and I'm going to, all the links there. Talk about removing friction. If you say, I can't get a hold of Chris, well then, boy, you're not trying hard enough, because it's not that difficult. If I could get a hold of him, you can. All right, Chris, we got to wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You were fantastic. I'm a new man because of you.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right, you industrial professionals out there, thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That gentleman's name is Chris Badgett. He's passionate about education, and you need to be passionate about education. I loved in his interview, he talks about removing the friction of education. And I'm telling you right now, education is everything. Specifically, the four pillars of success, you got to educate. If you're in leadership, educate. If you're in operations, educate. If you're anything, you got to educate to be successful going forward. Now, you might be successful, but you could be even more so. So anyway, education is everything. And go to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We've got an academy out there. It's called an Industrial Academy. It uses Lifter LMS because it's a great product. And if you need to get a hold of Chris, you can find him out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. He's out there. He's out there. He's very active and he's very engaging. So once again, if you want industrial-specific education, I'm telling you right now, go to the Industrial Talk Podcast and industrialtalk.com. Look up the Industrial Academy, and it'll be there. I'm here to help you succeed in any way, shape I can. Of course, I use Lifter LMS. As always, be safe. Thank you very much for joining. Tell a friend about the Industrial Talk, because it's important that we continue to build this community. So take care, be safe, and thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast.